In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear Lesson 15. Verkaufst du auch die Kassetten? Are you selling the cassettes too? In the last lesson, Andreas wrote a letter to his parents. He told them he had another job, because as they could imagine, a student always needs money.
Ihr wisst doch, ein Student braucht immer Geld.
The Hotel Europa is in Aachen. Andreas asks his parents whether they'll come to visit him there. Listen to the verb form he uses. Andreas addresses his parents as ihr. The verb in the second person plural ends in T.
Ihr kommt doch nach Aachen.
Andreas also told his parents about his work, and he said, people seem to expect that a porter knows everything. Listen again and pay attention to the verb and the subject.
Die Leute glauben wohl, ein Portier weiß alles.
Andreas hasn't mentioned X in the letter to his parents, and X is annoyed about this. The following morning, though, this is all forgotten. Andreas has the weekend off. He's at home and he's sorting out old things, Sachen, that he no longer needs. Clothes, books, records and so on. He wants to sell these belongings at the flea market. Flohmarkt. Listen to the conversation between Andreas and X. Andreas is busy sorting out things he wants to sell. Verkaufen. X is looking on. Andreas makes fun of X. What does he threaten to do to her?
Warum liegen die Sachen da?
Ich verkaufe sie.
Was? Verkaufen? Wo denn?
Morgen ist Flohmarkt.
Flohmarkt? Flohmarkt? Verkaufst du Flöhe?
Nein, ich verkaufe die Ex-Hex.
Nein, bitte nicht!
Andreas threatens to sell X along with his belongings. Of course, he's only teasing her. To begin with, X asks Andreas why so many of his things, Sachen, are lying around.
Warum liegen die Sachen da?
Andreas says he's spread out his belongings because he wants to sell them.
Ich verkaufe sie.
X is surprised at this. She asks Andreas where, wo, he wants to sell his old belongings. She says, what? Sell them? Where?
Was? Verkaufen? Wo denn?
Aachen, like many other German cities, has a regular flea market, Flohmarkt. Andreas explains to X, tomorrow there's a flea market.
Morgen ist Flohmarkt.
X has never heard of a flea market before, and she thinks it's a market where fleas, Flöhe, are sold. So she asks Andreas, are you going to sell fleas?
Verkaufst du Flöhe?
These markets are called flea markets because they sell everything, even things that are as small as a flea. X is also very small, and so Andreas teases her by saying he'll try to sell her too. He makes a rhyme saying, I'll sell X the witch.
Ich verkaufe die Ex-Hex.
X is horrified at this thought, and so she begs Andreas, no, please don't.
Nein, bitte nicht!
Once X realizes there's no danger that Andreas will sell her at the flea market, she continues to pester him. She looks through all the things he wants to sell and finds, for example, cassettes, Kassetten, and records, Schallplatten. Listen to their conversation again. What does Andreas want to sell? And what is he uncertain about selling? Listen out for the word nicht, which negates a verb.
Verkaufst du auch die Kassetten?
Ja, sie sind alt. Ich höre sie doch nicht.
Und die Schallplatten? Verkaufst du auch die Schallplatten?
Ich weiß nicht. Ich glaube nicht.
Sind sie neu?
Nein, natürlich nicht.
Spielst du eine Schallplatte?
Na gut.
Wenn bei Capri die rote Sonne im Meer versieht und vom Himmel die bleiche Sichel des Mondes blinkt.
Andreas wants to sell his cassettes, but he's not sure whether he should also sell his records. Listen again. X asks him, "Are you selling the cassettes too?"
Verkaufst du auch die Kassetten?
Andreas wants to sell them because they're old. Yes, he says, they're old.
Ja, sie sind alt.
He also wants to sell them because he doesn't listen to them anymore.
Ich höre sie doch nicht.
X asks about the records, Schallplatten. What about the records, she asks. Are you selling the records too?
Und die Schallplatten? Verkaufst du auch die Schallplatten?
Andreas hasn't made his mind up. I don't know, he says. I don't think so.
Ich weiß nicht. Ich glaube nicht.
X asks Andreas if the records are new.
Sind sie neu?
They aren't new, Andreas says. No, of course not.
Nein, natürlich nicht.
X would like to hear a record. She asks Andreas, "Will you put a record on?"
Spielst du eine Schallplatte?
Andreas agrees to do so and says, "Well, okay."
Na gut.
Today you've heard several examples of the plural form of nouns. We'll explain these in more detail after the melody. Listen to the next few examples of plural nouns. They're all preceded by the definite article, die.
Die Sachen. Die Schallplatten. Die Kassetten.
In German, nouns usually change their form in the plural. Very often they add the letter N. Listen to the following examples of nouns in the singular.
Die Schallplatte. Die Kassette.
And in the plural.
Die Schallplatten. Die Kassetten.
If you don't want to repeat a noun in the plural form, you can use a pronoun instead. The word for they is sie.
Die Kassetten sind alt.
Sie sind alt.
Sind die Schallplatten neu?
Sind sie neu?
If you use a pronoun instead of a noun, this doesn't alter the word order. Listen again.
Warum liegen sie da?
Ich verkaufe die Sachen.
Ich verkaufe sie.
And finally, a note about the word nicht, which negates a verb. Note the position of this word. It comes after the verb.
Verkaufst du auch die Schallplatten?
Ich weiß nicht. Ich glaube nicht.
Verkaufst du auch die Kassetten?
Ich höre sie doch nicht.
Now listen to the whole conversation once again. And while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Warum liegen die Sachen da?
Ich verkaufe sie.
Was? Verkaufen? Wo denn?
Morgen ist Flohmarkt.
Flohmarkt? Flohmarkt? Verkaufst du Flöhe?
Nein, ich verkaufe die Ex-Hex.
Nein, bitte nicht!
Ex realizes that Andreas is only teasing her, and that he won't try to sell her at the flea market. And so she continues to bombard him with questions.
Verkaufst du auch die Kassetten?
Ja, sie sind alt. Ich höre sie doch nicht.
Und die Schallplatten? Verkaufst du auch die Schallplatten?
Ich weiß nicht. Ich glaube nicht.
Sind sie neu?
Nein, natürlich nicht.
Spielst du eine Schallplatte?
Na gut.
Wenn bei Capri die rote Sonne im Meer versinkt und vom Himmel die bleiche Sichel des Mondes blinkt, ziehen die Fischer mit ihren Booten auf.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Ciao!
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.